It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. Border Crossings is live in Studio 4, and we are here for an hour with requests and dedications just for you. If you want to join the show, call 202-619-2077. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. And don't forget about our good Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Let's go uptown right now, and we're going to find that Bruno Mars funk by request for Sola. And this is Border Crossings.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bout that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show out. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon bone a retirement. I'm too hot. Trick, say my name. Hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you succeed and flown it, if you freak dead and own it, don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you succeed and flown it,
well, it's Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch.
It's Bruno Mars, and that's called Uptown Funk on Border Crossing. Sola requested that song, which was number one for, believe it or not, 12 straight weeks. 12 weeks in a row, it was number one. Bruno Mars has had 6 number one hits in his career so far, and before he even made it into the top 10, he was a household name for his hits Billionaire with Travis McCoy and Nothing on You with B.O.B. You might remember those songs. And Bruno Mars has been on tour for the last year for 24 Karat Magic, selling out everywhere and just having great success with all the hits off of his latest album. So he's the it guy right now. And he leads the American Music Award show for nominations with 8 nominations. And the awards will be handed out coming up in November for the American Music Awards. I'm Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. Great to have you tuned in. Thank you, Sola, for starting our show off with your first request. Sika Dulshan checked in to say hi from Kuwait, and I'm glad you're listening, Sasika. Nellie's Tete's tuned in. Ketis, Castavan Steven, Michael Mbe, Tarek Mahmoud, Cletus Clark's heard from a lot of different folks who are checking in on our Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London, like Evelyn Donoso and Malaku Seyum, Vincent Maloba, Cave Mad, Derse Bogale, Leonard Leo DeGlory Sese, Benny Eximias, Meshach Quarshi, they've all checked in. And they all are asking me about the Now 64 CD giveaway that starts in November. And every day throughout November, we'll give you a chance to win the Now 64 CD, which has some of the biggest hits played on the radio right now. I've got the whole hit list from the CD. Charlie Puth, Louis Fonzie, Daddy Yankee, Justin Bieber, Shawn Mendes, Sam Hunt, Liam Payne, Calvin Harris, Maroon 5 with SZA, French Montana, Childish Gambino, Logic, Sam Smith, Kesha, Pink, Bruno Mars, Versace on the Floor, Zayn, Imagine Dragons, and more. All of them, well, you can find on the Now 64 CD. You can win starting in November. This next song is number one on the charts. It's been number one for the last couple of weeks. In fact, Post Malone said to an audience during a concert, it's week two and we're still up there, huh? So he's pretty excited. Post Malone's videos for this particular song, Rockstar, have been viewed over 41 million times for this song. Here's Post Malone for Ephraim Asmare, and this is called Rockstar on Border Crossings.
I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. Brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on the and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata-ta-ta. Hey, switch my whip, came back in black. I'm starting saying rest in peace to Bon Scott. Hey, close that door, we blowing smoke. She asked me light a fire like I'm awesome. A fool on stage, probably leave my show in a cop car. Ay. It was legendary through a TV out the window of the montage. On the table, look upon, don't give a damn. Don't your girlfriend is a groupie, she just tryna get in. Saying I'm with the band. Ay, ay. Now she acting out of pocket, tryna grab up on my pants. On that bunny in my trailer, said I ain't got a man. I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on the and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata-ta-ta.
I've been in the hills, superstars feeling like a pop star. Drinking Henny bad, jumping in the pool and I ain't got on no bra. Hit her front or back, pulling on the tracks and now she screaming out no more. They like Savage, why you got a 12 car garage and you only got 6 cars? I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that? Your wifey say I'm looking like a whole snap. Green honey's in my safe, I got old racks. LA's always asking where the. Get. Living like a rock star, smash out on a cop car, sweeter than a pop tart. You know you are not hard. I done made the hot chart. Remember I used to chop hard. Living like a rock star, I'm living like a rock star.
I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no. Yeah, show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata-ta-ta.
Rockstar. Just like a Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? Now you gonna die. Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the son of a bitch you sue. Yeah, well, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, any damn thing but Sue. I still ain't that man. Yeah.
Border Crossings! Woo! And that is the late, great Johnny Cash with one of his biggest hits, A Boy Named Sue. Certainly one of my favorites from his collection. That's a request from Jan in Holland. Johnny Cash in 1968 did something that not many dared to do. He went into a prison and performed a live concert inside of the Folsom City Prison in Folsom City, California. Now, 14 years after Johnny Cash's death, the city of Folsom, California, is honoring his memory and his contribution to their community. They've created a Johnny Cash Trail. And it's a nature trail, and it's got beautiful scenery and trees, and there's a little stream along the trail. Absolutely beautiful. They did this over the weekend, and Johnny Cash's daughter, Cindy Cash, was there for the naming ceremony. She got very emotional. She talked about her dad, and she said, if my dad could see all of you people here 14 years after his death, he would say, why me? Why did everyone do this for me? Because that's the kind of guy he was. And if you like country music, Jan, and any listener around the world who enjoys country music, Border Crossings will be welcoming to our studios Kenny Rogers. Kenny is on his farewell tour. He's 79, and he said, I know when to fold them. and it's time to fold them. He's calling it quits. He honestly said, any time that I feel that I'm embarrassing myself, forgetting my lyrics or not performing at my best, that's the time to call it a career. And he, I guess, has reached that point because he's decided this is it. He's been on the farewell tour, and we will have Kenny Rogers on Border Crossings in the very near future. So that's an interview you're not going to want to miss. Now, speaking of interviews, on the other side of that coin, going from a 79-year-old retiring, I'm going to a 15-year-old who is just starting her career. And I've got her on the phone with me right now, and her name is Holly Penn. So we welcome Holly Penn to our show. Holly, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, wonderful. Welcome to the Voice of America. Welcome to the worldwide audience. We're broadcasting to 100 countries around the world. So thank you for doing this for us and for joining us today on the program.
Thank you so much.
Now, you are, first of all, in high school, or are you finished with high school?
I'm actually a sophomore in high school currently.
And so how are you working that out with all this acting and singing stuff that's going on in your life?
Actually, the balance has been really nice. I'm able to get all of my schoolwork done, and my school's been very nice with allowing me to do my passion.
Wow. So your passion, what is it first and foremost? Is it acting or is it singing? I know you do both and you do them well, but it's going to be hard to balance both as a career. So do you have a preference?
I don't. I love both of them, but at the time, it's really music right now. But I'm great at multitasking, and I love doing both of them. They're both my passions, so it's awesome. It's very hard to choose a lot.
Now, is this kind of, is it new to you? Because 15 it's kind of early in your career and in your development. So is this something that you've done a while, or is this a recent thing?
Well, I've been acting for over half of my life. I started when I was around 7. But I started singing really, I mean, I've been singing all my life, but I started professionally singing around age 12 when I recorded my first song. And it's just always been a really big part of my life, and I've just always known that it's what I wanted to do.
Now, I watched your acting demo video that's online where, you know, one scene you're fighting this guy who's breaking into your house, and then you've got some other scenes going on there as well, and with a friend in the kitchen. And so it was, you know, kind of cool to watch you acting. What kind of other things have you done? You act in school, or do you act outside of school?
Yes, I act in short films and commercials, and I also do theater, too. So it's really fun to get to see the difference between film acting and theater acting, too, and to get to do both of them at the same time.
So as a musician, what would you say is your lane? Do you envision yourself, you know, because you like the acting and singing, do you think you're going to go towards the Broadway musical thing, or is this going to be a pop thing, or where are you best happy right now, happy?
This is definitely going to be a pop thing. Definitely the pop side of it is what I love to do. School, theater, musical theater, that's just kind of a side thing, but really the pop singing is my main thing.
And how about songwriting? Do you do that, or do you rely on other people to write your songs?
Yes, I do some songwriting. I haven't really gotten the chance to do it quite yet, but I do write my own songs on the side.
So the new single is, it's 3 strikes. So, I mean, is this kind of a metaphor for something with baseball? Is this a romance? What's going on in 3 strikes?
So really, you know how when talking about relationships, yeah, I got these, this, this, and this, and kind of making baseball metaphors. Well, really, it's like that of, okay, well, you've messed up 3 times, right? So strike 1, you messed up. Strike 2, you messed up again. Strike 3, that's it. I'm totally done with it. I'm not doing it. But what did you take away from it?
When I listened to the song, I mean, I wasn't sure if you were singing about baseball or if you were singing about a guy specifically, but you know, I like the song, and I like it. It's upbeat, and it's happy, and it's poppy, and you know, you have a great sound.
Thank you so much. It was really fun to work on, and just a really fun experience.
Now, was this song produced by Michael Ross? Because I know you've worked with Michael Ross, and he's produced Christina Aguilera and Pussycat Dolls and has quite a nice resume. So is this something Michael was involved with?
Yes, of course. Michael was very involved with it. We got to go out in the summer and go record it, and it was incredible.
All right, well, we're going to give it a listen right now, and then we're going to come back and chat a little bit more. So here's Holly Penn, and this is called 3 Strikes.
Tell me, maybe, hoping I'll make mine. knows his way? Who knows what to or not to say?
Sound cool. I like that song. Holly Penn, Three Strikes. That's the new single. And you're just 15. Where do you live? Where are we speaking right now?
I am from Denver, Colorado.
Oh, Denver, Colorado. So I guess you're probably more inclined to cheer for the Los Angeles Dodgers if you're a baseball fan, since you're out on the West Coast.
Definitely.
But anyway, you know, so this is the first single that you have released, or have you released other singles?
I've released two other singles when I was 12 and 13.
Wow. That's an early start. Now, when you're 12 years old, you can't be writing a lot about romance.
Yeah, definitely. My first song was really about seizing the song was called Seize the Moment, but it was really, or not but, it was really about taking each day and not forgetting each day and being like, oh, I'm going to have a bad day, but really making the most of each day, because theoretically, it could have been the last day, but really making the most of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is an interesting time to be going to high school and seeing the world through the eyes of a teenager, and there's certainly a lot of material out there to write about. Do you see an album or EP coming out soon? Is that in the future for you?
Hopefully. I mean, definitely in my career, I'd love to do that. I definitely have some ideas of what could happen, so I'd be totally open to doing that.
And it's, you know, it's kind of a tough business to be in high school and try to pursue a career at the same time. What are your thoughts about touring? Because that's really the best way to get your music out there, is to go around and perform outside. And I assume in Denver you do a lot of that, but outside of Denver, Colorado, how are we going to all become familiar with Holly Penn?
So I love to travel. I really, really love going to L.A., going everywhere I can. So I'd be really open to touring and getting out and around. But currently, since I'm not really able to do that right now, I love going out around Denver and performing.
Mm-hmm. You don't even have a work permit. You're not old enough to have a work permit, and you don't drive yet. So it's kind of you're at the mercy of everybody around you. You kind of heavily rely on the support system that you have around you.
Yes, definitely. I do actually have a work permit in California, though, which makes that really nice because I can go out there and do work out there.
Oh, well, that's cool. Now, Holly Penn, why did you choose that instead of Penfold? Because on the YouTube page, there's a few videos that are Holly Penfold, and then there's Holly Penn. And so I was wondering what made you decide you just wanted to drop Penfold?
I felt that Holly Penn really had the nicer ring to it. Again, I love my my regular last name, but Penn just has a nicer sound to it.
Okay. It worked for Sean Penn, so I guess it'll work for you too. Now, Black and White Records, is that a family-owned record label, or who are you working with?
No, I am working with Michael Ross and Carl Dolzer out of Michael is based in California, but Carl is based out of Austria.
Mm-hmm. And so that's their label, Black and White Records?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And I know, as I mentioned before, that Michael has produced Christina Aguilera, Lisa Loeb, Pussycat Dolls, and quite a few others. So you're in good hands with Michael, I'm sure. And the future's looking great. And well, what a pleasure to speak to you and to meet you. And you are the future of music. So what do you think about music these days? When you put it on as a 15-year-old and you're listening to what's out there right now, how do you feel? What are your thoughts?
I really like a lot of the positive messages that are coming through the music today. It's really interesting for me because I also like listening to a bunch of 80s music, and it's awesome for me to get to compare that to current day and really see the difference of the morals that are being represented and the different kinds of styles.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to watch you evolve as you grow older and you have more life experience and you get fall in love and have your heart broken a few times. I mean, that always is good for writing music anyway. And so I'm looking forward to hearing your music in the future. And thank you for giving us a chance to hear the new song, Three Strikes. And it's a pleasure to meet you and talk to you. Holly Penn, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Border Crossings on the Voice of America.
In the beginning, I never thought it would be you. When we were chilling, smiling in the photo booth, but we got closer. Could be perfect,
yeah.
But we won't know unless we try.
Try.
I know you're nervous, so just sit back and let me drive. Tonight we'll just get drunk, disturb the peace. Find your hands all over me, and then you bite your lip, whisper and say, we're going all the way. Tonight.
This is Border Crossings, and that's called The Other Side for Kato Joseph in Uganda. Thank you, Kato, for writing in and letting us know that you wanted to hear that song. Also, I heard from Amara Henry, who's in Uganda. Etienne Habumugisha is with us. Vincent Maloba from Kenya, where they've got the big election news going on right now. VOA News covering that big story. Go to voanews.com. Get the latest on what's happening in Kenya regarding the elections. Naka is in Nigeria. Esther Voss from Budapest said hi. Issa Dehiru is with us. And Maha Null, who is listening in Kuwait. She works at the university there. And Maha tunes into 96.9 FM. Thank you, Maha. It's great to have you tuned into the show as well. And I want to say hi to Edwina in Sierra Leone. She's there with all the gang, Mary, Yeah Yeah, Tommy, Grammy, Tom, and Mum. So thanks for listening to Border Crossings here on The Voice of America. I'm Larry London. Again, thank you, Holly Penn, for joining us. Tomorrow we have a guest. Tomorrow it's a rock and roll legend. John Lodge of the Moody Blues joins us on tomorrow's show. And John Lodge will be singing some of the songs that he wrote and performed with the Moody Blues, like Ride My Seesaw, and I'm Just a Singer in a Rock and Roll Band, and It's My Life. These were huge hits for the Moody Blues. We had Justin Hayward on a couple of years ago. He sang Nights in White Satin. Well, tomorrow, another member of Moody Blues, John Lodge, is here, and he'll be performing as well on the show. Here's a request from Porter, and Porter's also in Kuwait, tuned into 96.9 FM. Phil Collins says he's coming back from retirement. Not so sure about the touring part of things, but he's definitely working on some new music. Porter in Kuwait asked us to play In the Air tonight for everybody listening to 96.9 FM in Kuwait and around the world. This is Border Crossings. Thank you.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Crossings, R. Kelly for South Sudan and a Congo who phoned us up and made that request. He dialed 202-619-2077 and asked us to play R. Kelly. The song is called A Sign of a Victory, which the Houston Astros tasted last night. They even up the World Series at one game apiece against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now, speaking of R. Kelly, there's a story in Rolling Stone magazine. It's not very flattering. It's not very positive, and it's not something that, you know, young kids should be reading about right now. It is a story that speaks about R. Kelly's ex-girlfriend, Kitty Jones, who was involved with him between 2011 and 2013. And she says, basically, R. Kelly has a sex cult where he has girls involved in different sexual acts. It was very abusive. They were punished if they did anything wrong. And so she goes on to say that it was a disgusting situation to be in. I was kind of brainwashed and I lost myself. And so R. Kelly has denied any wrongdoing or mistreatment of women. But I'm sure we haven't heard the last of that situation, especially with the kind of stories we've been hearing in the news about a lot of different high-profile people in Hollywood and show business. I want to say hello to Gino and Edgar, who are listening in Kuwait to 96.9 FM. They tune us in every day from 6 to 7 p.m. All right, coming up next, we've got a request from Deidre in Ghana. And Deidre in Ghana says, this is for all the armies out there. I assume she's referring to the Korean pop armies who love K-pop, which seems to be a very popular trend right now among teens around the world. And for Deidre in Ghana, she's requested this next song. So this is for her because she sent it to me to play. It's by a group known as BTS. And the song is called DNA. So Deidre, here's your song on Border Crossings.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Yeah, I'd rather be a lover than a fighter. Cause all my life I've been fighting. Never felt a feeling of comfort. All this time I've been hiding. And I never had someone to come on. Oh, nah, I'm so used to shit. Love only left me alone. But I'm at one with the silence. I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one. And I've been quiet for too long. I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one. And I've been silent for too long. I think too much and I hate it. I'm so used to being in the wrong. I'm tired of caring. Loving never gave me a home. So I sit here in the silence. I found peace in your vibes. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one. And I've been quiet for too long. I found peace in your violence. Can't show me there's no point in trying. I'm at one. And I've been silent for too long.
Crossings by request for Amanda Lorpu and Andrew Paul, and they are in Monrovia. That is a song called Silence. It's a new song from Marshmello with Khalid. Marshmello, an interesting dude. He wears a mask. No one knows what he looks like. He dresses like a marshmallow, hence the name Marshmello. So his mask is a marshmallow mask. He's an EDM producer, DJ. Some suggest he is an American DJ named Christian Comstock, but they can't confirm that because we only see him with this marshmallow mask on. And he's produced a lot of people's different music. So he made a smart move by teaming up with Khalid, who is right now one of the hottest artists going and just won the MTV Award for Best New Artist. So there you have a song for Amanda and Andrew called Silence. I want to say hello to Gideon Rise Onyebuchi, who is tuned in to Border Crossings, and Abiesi Samson, Kaveh Mad, and Yesuf Mohammed are all listening to our show. Here's a Justin Bieber song to close things up for us. Justin just got a tattoo on his abdomen. Anybody who's ever got a tattoo on his abdomen knows how painful it can be. This took 3 days to complete. And they say the story behind this artwork is yin and yang, or good versus evil. It covers his entire chest. Took 3 days to make. Here's Justin Bieber, who has over 50 tattoos on his body. I hope you enjoy this song.
I was wondering about your mama. Did she get that job she wanted? So that car that gave her problems. I'm just curious, but I'm honest. Though you're wondering why I've been calling, like I got ulterior motives. Though we didn't end it so good, but you know we had something so good. I'm wondering, can we still be friends? Can we still be friends? Does
wondering if you got a body to hold you tight since I left. Wondering if you think about me. Actually, don't answer that. Though you're wondering why I've been calling, like I got ulterior motives. Though we didn't end it so good, but you know we had something so good. I'm wondering, can we still be friends? Can we still be friends? Doesn't have to end. And if it ends, can we be friends? Ulterior motives. No, we didn't end this so good, but you know we had something so good. I'm wondering, can we still be friends? Can we still be friends? Doesn't have to end. And if it ends, friends.
Border Crossing's new from Justin Bieber, Friends. Justin was spotted Sunday with his friend Selena Gomez. They spend the day together on Sunday. It was her idea. Hey, thanks for listening to our show. Thanks to Wagner, engineer, and Vince, our director. I'm Larry London. We'll do this again tomorrow with John Lodge in our studios from the Moody Blues. This is Border Crossing's on the VOA1 Music Network.